afternoon tea.
What's up?
I'm Kayla.
I'm Max.
And this week is different.
This is a recorded in the bathroom episode.
We're on location in Max's home, essentially.
Kennedy.
Why are you giving out the details of your living?
Well, I didn't say what. Lord. What does it matter?
Oh no! Which is where we spend a lot of our time together.
So now if you want to find us, I guess, you know.
If we want to have one of our meetups.
Yeah, afternoon tea fan club. When you feel like unionizing, you know.
Pull up.
Yeah. What did you do this week?
This week was different. Well, we did see each other Friday and Saturday, but we didn't spend like most of our weekend together.
You're not that important to me this weekend.
Wow. So it's interesting. So we actually, even though we've already shared our stories of the weekend with each other, we can share them again and it will be secondhand knowledge.
I guess I haven't really told you what I actually did this weekend.
I know generally what you did.
Okay, well, what did you do this weekend?
Friday, when we were together, we went and saw Speech and Debate because our friend Ben, who's been on the, of the pod.
We can dox him because he's been doxed.
He's been here. He was in a play and he was lovely.
He was I don't know if it's still playing or will be.
I don't think it is.
But solidarity, we're the official podcast of Speech and Debate.
Go see theater things at Georgetown because arts. I had a very artsy weekend. Anyway, so we did that Friday and then we watched Sex Education and like had snacks.
And we mostly talked.
Yeah, and we just chatted. It was a good chat. You won't get to hear any of it.
I wonder if that bothers you guys. Like every time we're like, do you remember when we hung out and it was fun? And I don't think it's very entertaining. Also, people, this is like the 50th time this month I've improperly conjugated a verb in the past tense in English.
No, this is my favorite like personality quirk of Max. It's happened as long as I've known you, but I've just recently started calling you out on. Max is a smart boy. He's also literate.
I'm a writer and I'm trying to speak Farsi.
But the amount of times Max would be like, yeah, I had drunken that, or like, oh yeah, she drove into the basket. It happens all the time. I'm like, Max, you know the past tense of these verbs.
It's just so hard. There's so many verbs and they are so irregular. It's so much easier in other languages to conjugate the past tense.
Anyway, so yeah, we did that. We hung out. And then Saturday, I don't know what I did during the day on Saturday.
Wow.
We had our voice info session.
Wow.
Which was good. We had a good turnout.
Maybe some of you listening went.
Yes.
I was thinking about this because you were talking about, you texted me like someone was like listening to our last episode like in the voice office. And it was kind of funny to think, you know, like they were probably sitting inches away from where we were speaking. You know what I'm saying? But like maybe it didn't register when they were doing that. Yeah. It's just like this weird like uncanny feeling that like our ghosts are right where your body is. Anyways. Think about that next time you're listening to this podcast.
And that was good. And then, I don't know, I did homework, kind of, I guess.
Wow.
And then Saturday night, oh, no, I know what I did. I hung out in the voice office, and then I went and helped set up for an open mic that Gucci threw, which, if you don't know, Gucci is the Georgetown University Collective of Creative Individuals.
If no one's called it yet, we're also the official podcast of Gucci.
Oh, definitely. I'm a Gucci admin, so which is why I helped.
I'm a Gucci ally.
And we had an open mic, which was like really good. Like it was just, it was like weird. Cause like usually open mics, like there's people who are amazing. Like there's like a good mix of people. And then there's always like a couple people who are like, yeah, you got up there. I'm proud of you. But you know,
it's also like the vibe of Gucci events are like sometimes excellent, sometimes so many guys standing in the back chit-chatting, and it's a fucking boys club, and it makes me want to die.
Yes.
Love you, Gucci, but, like, that's how it be sometimes.
But this one was, like, really, really nice. Everyone was, like, chilled out, and, like, everyone kind of blew me away in, like, some way.
Yeah.
And I lost my mind several times. It was very fun. I sang, made the ladies swoon.
It's true. I heard reports from multiple ladies that they swooned.
So, what can I say? It's my one move, you know?
It's true. Yeah. Oh my god, I'll tell you later. Okay. When I was talking about this with one of our friends, I don't want to say it on here because it's too spicy for this podcast, which is kind of unusual.
I just think it's funny that, like, every time I'm like, all right. Fuck it, I'll just sing. Easy. So quick.
Easy. I literally, like, this is, I feel like a bad friend, because Kayla's never, like, this, like, feeling confident, feeling sexy, and every time she sings, I'm like, I want you to know that you're a fucking loser, because, like, I just can't have her, like, reach that stratosphere.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it works every time, though.
It is a panty dropper.
So yeah, that happened, and then, oh wait, then I saw you for a little bit, and then I left, and I went to a party, and I won't say what party it is, because I don't want to be mean, but
I'm dead.
I went to this party, and I was having a nice time. I was, like, chatting with some people who were cool.
I like your use of the past perfect.
I was chatting with some cool kids that I'd, like, met before, but, like, never really, like, gotten to talk to that much. And, like, it was cool. And then I look up, and this young man in a diamond chain, he was black, and then two white guys also in diamond chains next to them. And he stands up and goes, yo, essentially this, I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember exactly. He goes, yo, me and these two N-words. He didn't say N-words, even though this was a fully very white space, wrote a rap. And then music starts, and they start rapping, and everyone starts rapping Holy along, because apparently this is a thing at these parties.
Is this like
parties?
A Humpty Dance level of rap, or is this like a rap?
I kind of blacked out in those 3 minutes, because my body was like protecting me, but I would say a mix of the two.
Wow.
And I stood there, and two of my friends... like, just watch me stand in the corner with my mouth agape for, like, the entire performance. And then they finished, and I was like, I cannot be here anymore.
Yeah.
And so I took myself home, rightfully so.
What?
And then something else that happened at this party was I was smooching a girl, and this girl comes up to us.
Other girl, yeah, other girl.
The another girl.
Sorry.
Yes. This girl comes up to us and goes, hey, I'm a lesbian, and this is cute. And then just walked away.
Wow.
And I think that's just a beautiful moment of solidarity.
That's crazy. It's funny because I just, like, have never kissed someone at a party like that. So it's like, and then also for me to have done it, I can't imagine getting that, like, fist.
So how was, what did I do Sunday? Sunday I did nothing.
Wow.
Oh, I watched Rent Live, which was good and made me cry a little bit, so.
I love that makes the, like, list of things done this weekend.
It was my Sunday activity. And, okay, it was mediocre, like, it wasn't Rent.
All of the fucking live things on NBC are bad.
Okay, it wasn't bad, like, there were moments where I was like, okay, this is pretty good. And then there's one scene... I'm not gonna spoiling Rent is impossible. It's really fucking old. Like, sorry if you don't know what happens. But after Angel dies,
Sorry, but Broadway is a classist institution, and the
movie
is bad.
The movie's not bad. How dare you? How Idina Menzel did not do all this shit for you to sit here and say Rent is bad.
I can't believe.
Jonathan Larson didn't die for this, Max.
Idina Menzel is so much more than Rent. Don't do this.
But that's, like, where she got her... Well, the Broadway show is kind of where she got her start. But the reason, like, she's known, well-known, like, general American popular culture off, like, people who don't know about Broadway is Rent. Like, that's how she came onto the scene.
I thought it was when fucking what's his face pronounced her name wrong
at the Oscars. Oh, what's his name? The fucking dumb one
from Greece.
Yes. Not Elton John. No. No, it's something similar to that. John Travolta. The John. Adele Dazeem. No, she did not become she did not come famous at Frozen. But the original cast did come back and she was there and it was phenomenal.
In the live one?
In the live one at the end.
Wow.
Even though that guy like broke his foot, which is low-key funny. But it was pretty good. There were moments where I was like, y'all could have done better.
Isn't it about AIDS?
Yes. Wow. And the guy who wrote it died of AIDS, like, less than 24 hours before it premiered on Broadway. Or, like, off-Broadway. So we never got to see it.
Hella fucking plays are about AIDS. Like, isn't Angels in America also about AIDS?
It is about AIDS.
This is why gays don't get anything.
Like, AIDS... Can you imagine, like... This is gonna get dark. But, like, I was thinking about this while watching Rent. Just, like, living through the AIDS crisis.
No.
That's
stop.
Horrifying.
Stop. I would not have come out. In the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna be real with you. If I was a hockey-playing boy in the 80s, you would never catch me just being like, oh, yeah, I, like, you know... no, what? I was thinking about this. I was thinking about this because I was doing this reading over the weekend about, like, sodomy in... Sorry, this is what you do in sexuality and gender classes, in my, like, sexuality and gender in the Middle East class. But, like, I was doing this fucking reading about sodomy in, like, the early Ottoman Empire. And they were talking about how, like, some Shiite jurists were like, yeah, like, if you catch a sodomite, like, you have to fucking break a wall over them so that they die. Because, like, and, like, the justification is that, like, that, like, the, what is it, fucking, the, like, people of Lot, or whatever, it was, like, there's this, like, line from the Quran that's, like, what was under them became above them, and that's, like, interpreted to me, like, he lifted the earth and, like, dumped it on them. And so the jurists were like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I think I would, like, not suck dick. Like, if the other option was get crushed by a house. Like, there are times where I'm like, oh yeah, no, punitive responses to crime don't work. Like, but then I'm also, like, but then I'm like, leveling a house over me would work. I would not do things if that was the option.
This is not the way I was but, you know, this, we did decide beforehand that this was a good, I feel like this season has been, like,
serious.
Yeah, it's been heavy, bro. And so we're just gonna have a nice giggly old-fashioned episode.
This is the goofy episode. This is our, what do you call it, puppy episode?
Puppy episode is Ellen coming out.
But this is just, this is our, fuck it, I'm gonna do what I want.
There we go. But anyway, yeah, Rent Live was good enough. Also, Vanessa Hudgens was, like, low-key good. And there were parts of it that they, like...
Of course she was.
What do you mean, of course she was?
She's Vanessa Hudgens.
But her part is, like, it's Idina Menzel's part. Like, that's a tough
it's
part.
A real part.
And she did pretty good. I mean, she was no Idina Menzel, but she was pretty good.
I would like to reiterate, we're having this whole conversation, and I don't know anything about Rent.
It doesn't matter. Maybe we should watch Rent tonight instead of But I'm a Cheerleader.
I want to watch But I'm a Cheerleader.
Can I just show you, like, highlights of Rent? Because there's really
one...
watch,
like, some on-Broadway, like, bootleg, like, Idina Menzel.
There definitely aren't. The original musical came out, like, the 90s.
We can watch, like, some VHS tapes.
No, I'll just... There's one scene I need to show you, and then I'll explain something to you, then you'll laugh at me.
Okay. Is it, like, personal?
It's... it's revealing. And I feel like I shouldn't say it here.
Okay.
It has to do with this weekend. how was your weekend, Max? Jeez. Also, I'm so sorry, listeners, that we're just sitting here being like, secret, secret, secrets, anyway.
No, we literally always do that. Like, I was giving you shit, but it's like, what was it? It was like last episode when we realized that we never talk about ourselves.
Yeah, because you don't need to know. Also, I feel like, I mean, our lives can be interesting, but they're not, like, the most interesting.
No, it's true. Mostly it's just funny anecdotes.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not, like, this life-changing thing happened. Yeah.
The thing is, the problem with the anecdotes is, like, in you have to give context.
And yeah.
It's the context,
and it's like,
that's revealing.
It's also, like, the people who the stories are about listen. Mm-hmm. So, but whatever. Friday, yeah, we hung out. That was good. Saturday, I went on a nice date with my girlfriend.
Cute.
We went thrifting, and I texted you in the middle of it. But so anyways, I have this fantasy about my girlfriend that, like, sometimes comes up, like, when I'm in public, and, like, I don't need that energy, but, like, I gave her, we were, like, thrifting, and she was like, pick something out for me, and so I gave her a pantsuit to put on, and she looked so good, and so we Ubered home after that, and so that's what happened Saturday, until I saw you. We went to, like, a wine night. I hosted a wine night with one of my other friends. I don't give a shit. We talk about parties. I just had a wine night with one of my friends. I don't even drink, so if someone's trying to say that this is evidence that I'm breaking the law,
you're not.
Fuck you.
Also, your friend is 21.
Oh, wow. So everyone's following the rules.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that was good. We danced to lots of Neo. That's it. There's not
what
much.
What did you do Sunday?
I literally woke up and applied for 3 things. I kind of figured out what I'm doing this summer, and then I went to bed. I literally did homework from the time I woke up to the time I fell asleep.
Wow, that's impressive. Also, I love how you were like, you don't know what I did this weekend. I knew everything you just said.
Maybe there are things that I also had this ice cream. There's this, like, ice cream place in, like, the U Street district area place. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what the heck it's called, so I can't plug it. Mm. But it's fucking good if you find what I'm talking about. But they have this one flavor that was, like, cream puff, right? Mm. But, like, it didn't taste anything like a fucking cream puff. It just tasted like soggy frosted flakes, which... Uh-huh. No, when I tell you it was good as shit, it was good as shit, bro. Like, it was so good. And I just kept eating it, and I'm so, like... kind of lactose intolerant, and so, like, really, literally, I finished and my girlfriend finished, and we both took a shit, like, right afterwards.
Strong romance. Couple. What was this episode about? Oh, we were. This episode, the other night, Max and I got in a conversation. I don't know why. I think you asked me, like, what I would want as my wedding.
No, it was because I was, like, we were talking about it.
Oh, I know why we said
that. I'll do it.
Yeah.
So, this last conversation we had on Friday was inspired by a previous conversation where Kayla was, like, just talking kind of, like, passe about, like, her wedding. And she was like, yeah, you know, Max, like, you would be, like, in my, whatever you call it, harem of people who is important
wedding
to me.
Wedding party?
Sure. And then Friday, I was like, Kayla, I would be in your wedding party.
Wait, Max, this is wrong.
What do you
this
mean?
Is not how this happened.
Oh, how the fuck
that was I? All one conversation.
What?
Yes. That is not how this conversation. What? No, the way this conversation started is you were like, oh, okay, so there's this song called You Send Me by Aretha Franklin, and I told Max that it is a great song for when you're having a nice time with someone else, and he, you know, took my advice, and then we were talking about that song. And then that turned into a conversation about, like, what we want our wedding song to be. And then that turned into us playing, like, a bunch of wedding songs and talking about weddings. Me saying that you would be in my wedding party was in that conversation.
I feel like you said it earlier.
No, I said it early, and then you went and peed. And then you, while you were peeing, you were like, that's really sweet. And then you came back, and we're like, really?
I don't like how you talk like you can read my mind from afar on this show.
It's not that I can read your mind, it's that you told me all of that, Max.
Why do you remember what I think better than I do? Anyways.
None of this matters.
So what do we start with? What's your cake look like at your wedding?
My cake is just a sheet cake because...
From fucking...
Publix.
Of course.
You know. There's this grocery store, from those of you who are not from the Southeast, there's this grocery store called Publix, and it has the best cake of all time. Just like vanilla cake, vanilla buttercream. I'm sold. Mm. Like, ever since I was a kid. And I've had, like, a lot of good cakes in my time. Still, nothing beats Publix. Every time I go home, I have to go there. So I just want a fucking sheet cake from Publix that says, like, happy wedding or whatever the fuck. This is a shit, like... Happy wedding.
That's crazy. No, I went to this wedding over the summer that had, like, banana bread cake. And then it was, like, what's, like, the really light frosting that's not too sugary but, like, creamy? I don't think it's buttercream. Maybe it is
buttercream. I feel like it's buttercream.
Anyways, it was
like whipped.
Yeah, it was for sure whipped. But I ate it, and it was, like, the only reason I went to the wedding. Like, aside from the fact that I love my cousin whose wedding it was, I was like, wow. So, you know, I'm not getting married, but...
Yeah.
I know. I love that we're doing this, because it's much to the chagrin of, like, my parents, who, like, are like, he's getting married, right? And I'm like, no. And then much to the terror of my girlfriend, who's like, oh, God, what is he, like, is this what he's thinking about? Like...
But it's, like, fun to... I feel... My sister is like, even if I never get married, I'm throwing myself a wedding.
Ooh.
Because, like...
I like that energy.
Because it's so fun. But the thing is, like, I have thought about my wedding often. Mm-hmm. Just because it's a fun thing to, like, daydream about. I'll have, like, a nice-ass suit on, obviously. Mm. And then, like, I just want, like, a small reception... Not reception. Small ceremony.
Yes.
With, like, maybe 50
Okay,
people.
I don't understand the logistics of this thing. Because mm-hmm. you want a small ceremony, mm-hmm. big...
Reception.
Where are all these people in the reception coming from? And what are they doing during your ceremony?
I don't know, something else.
Are they on the same day?
Yes.
So you're just telling all these people, you're not invited.
But, come drink the free booze. That's a draw, right?
That is a draw. I just think...
You're invited to the ceremony.
It's just very symbolic. Kayla, and you should reflect on what you're saying.
No, I think, no, there are gonna be people who are gonna be like, you didn't make the cut for the ceremony, but come and join us for a fabulous party. Because I wanna, like, have fun. Like, I wanna, like, have a good ass reception, like, party.
That's crazy.
And that's not gonna happen with just, like, 50 people. And let's say, at least maybe 10 of them are probably gonna be, like, older relatives. That's not a good party.
How many people? That's it. That's the whole question. How many people?
Like, at the reception?
Yes.
Wait, maybe 50 is a lot for the ceremony. I'll do 30 at the ceremony.
30 at the ceremony.
Like, 60 to 100 at the reception.
Oh.
I feel like that's a good crowd.
Yeah. I was thinking you would say more than that.
No, I don't think I like that many people.
I certainly don't. I don't know. That's like, I'm trying to, like, put together, you know, like, fantasy football draft, like, you know, wedding ceremony. And it's like, that was like, we had this conversation last year, mm-hmm. but I was like, dang, if I get married, like, who would be my, like, you know, like, what is it, like, groom's maids? What is it? What's the word?
How do you know this little about weddings? I don't get it. You're groomsmen, and then you have a best man.
Yeah, like, my little brother would probably be
your
best man.
Yeah.
Right? And then after that...
But then you have ladies.
Exactly. But, like, I said that to you. I was like, who would be all my groomsmen? And then you would be like, why the fuck would you listen to a giant gender binary now? Like, none of your friends are men.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if you scraped together some men?
It's like, so we played hockey when I was 11.
Your dad could be a groomsman. That would be
cute.
That
would be fun.
In About... I've never made you watch About Time. My favorite rom-com of all time, About Time. His best man is his dad. It's really cute.
Wow. That could be my maid of honor.
No, mine are, like, sorted, essentially. Because, like, I have two sisters.
Boom.
So... This sounds bad, but we all agree that I'm probably going to be the first one to get married. So...
Not... No, why?
And I'm the youngest.
I don't want to talk to your sister.
We don't have to have they're great. Right now. It's just I'm...
Your eldest, like, is not...
She probably... Oh, I don't know. We all get... The, we all agreed.
Okay.
Yeah, we've all agreed that if anyone's going to get married first, probably going to be me. And then, so, I can't... So, but after that...
Wait, what does that have to do with them being just, your bridesmaids?
Wait, listen. After that, we can do, like, one's a matron of honor, one's a maid of honor. But if they're both single, then I have to choose maid of honor.
Wait, what's a matron of honor?
A married woman who is, like, the of honor.
This is stupid.
Hey! So, but the thing is, I think I would know who I would choose, because one is more organized than the other, in, like, type A.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
It's just true. She would get shit done, and the other one would be like, you really need me to do that? And I'm like, really?
I'm so excited for you to become, like, a bridezilla.
So quick. I'm going to start out being like, I just want a simple outdoor wedding, 30 people, an acoustic guitar. And then it turns into, like, me getting married in Buckingham Palace.
I fucking can't believe that even your minimalistic wedding is, like, this rustic butch, like, fantasy.
I'm on brand! yeah, no, I see it so clearly. It's going to be a beautiful day. Whoever I marry is so lucky, honestly. A moment, reception, what's your wedding song?
Oh, shit. You asked, and then I had an answer. But, maybe I would, like, use my parents' wedding song. And then I think that'd be cute.
Yeah.
That'd be cute. It was, oh, God, Wonderful Tonight by Eric Clapton. That was their wedding song. And it's so cute. But maybe we could double time it, and then I could throw it back to that song.
Maybe I still didn't ask my parents what their wedding song is, and I can't remember what it was. But what if I did Wifey by Nex?
That would be, I think any song that kind of explicitly mentions, like, oral sex is a must.
Like, in the wedding song.
It's definitely, like, any song that mentions, like, giving women oral sex, mm-hmm. receiving oral sex, mm-hmm. with a man, like, certainly is on the short list for, like, my wedding song.
Or at the very least. We discussed this about, like, starting out slow with, like, a nice, like, slow dance song, and then
yes,
and then it, like, hits, and
yeah.
then you have a routine. I would also like that.
I think, yeah, like, if I was just, like, you know, dancing to, like, Beyond by, like, fucking
The Umbridges,
then it, like, and then it's, like, Finesse by, like,
yes. Bruno Mars. I would lose my mind. But you couldn't tell anyone. You just have to let it, like, DJ knows, and that's it.
The thing, though, that, like, I don't know why, because this is a stupid nitpick, but, like, I don't know why I don't really kind of, like, find it that charming when, like, couples, like, do, like, the, like, kirk, like, super choreographed dance.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's just because it's, like, it takes away from the kind of, like, heat of the moment, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, wow, like, finally, like, did it. But it's like, the whole fucking thing is choreographed. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, none of this is a real expression of love, because it's all, like, you've been talking about it for, like, a year at this point. So it's like all bullshit. But I don't know. I always just kind of like it when it's just like, they're like,
yeah.
Holding each other.
See, like, my thing is, like, I think that is really cute, but one, at the very least, like, the song has to be short. Like, something like You Send Me would be good, actually. It's, like, 2.5 minutes. It's, like, slower, but it has, like, kind of a groove to it, so you can kind of, like, mix up your whatever.
Yeah.
But my thing is, like, I have no problem, like, being lovey-dovey in front of other people, but I think it would make me uncomfortable if, like, that was the center of, like, the situation, and that, like, my relatives... Like, that would just make me kind of uncomfy, so I feel like I could do it for, like, a minute, 30 seconds to a minute, and then I would need to, like, not be doing that.
Yeah. I think that's funny, like, at your wedding.
Yeah, just because I'm like, I think if it was just, like, my friends, I would be okay with it. But once you, like, add in, like, older relatives to the mix, also there are, like, deaf relatives that just aren't going to get
that's
invited
crazy.
To my wedding.
I had a dream where my grandma walked in on me, like, 3 nights ago, and, like... It was funny because it wasn't I can't believe I'm saying it's funny as if I've had a conversation about this. The only person I've talked to about this is the people in my head. But like, but it was like my grandma walks in and then she's like, oh my God, what's happening? And then like bewildered, even in the dream, I'm bewildered. I was like, sex. And then she was like, and like walks out. And I feel like that's a good like, but I also don't think anyone in my family would be shocked if I like backed it up on my significant other.
Maybe by then I'll know how to throw ass.
You've got time.
A girl can dream.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if you got married before the end of college?
No. I love love and weddings and marriage and shit. No. I would pee myself. I would actually just, nope. 27. That's the age. That's for me.
You mean to tell me that you're getting married at 27 and neither of your sisters are getting married before you?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see, how old are they? Yes, I'm saying that. And they agree.
Wow, that's crazy. I think
go ahead.
I think we got some dark horses in this race.
I don't think so. I know, my sisters are lovely. They're beautiful, smart, funny, great women. But I got game. They don't have game.
Wow.
It's just the facts.
Open mics only come so many times a year.
I'll just start carrying my guitar around with me. Anyway, this is Wonderwall. what else is at weddings? Would you do the garter thing?
I would wear the garter. I don't even... Also, this is like a normal thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I brought this up to like maybe my girlfriend or someone.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, what are you talking about, garter? And I was like, yeah, where you like take the woman's garter off. And
that's happened
like,
at every wedding I've been.
Yes, exactly.
It maybe doesn't have at Jewish weddings. This is a real thing?
No, that's what I said. And then, so yeah, it definitely was with my girlfriend. Sorry if you didn't want people to know that you're Jewish, but it's kind of obvious. what do you call it? She was like, no, it was like a fucking not Jew who was getting married. So they're just squares.
Yeah.
And or not barbarians.
No, I would not do the garter thing. Especially when they like use their teeth. I'm like,
that's what happened.
Don't do that.
At the wedding that
there
I
There are children
to.
Here.
No, honestly, like at the time, because I was a child, I was like, ew, this is gross. But now I'm with that energy. I am 100%. If my person took a garter off of me with their teeth.
Do you really think I would sit in front of my parents?
You know, but me, I would take my dick out after they took the garter off of me.
Fair. No, I will not be doing that. Honestly, maybe I'll just like kind of like first couple hours the elders will still be around, then I'll be like, all right, it's time to go. And then we're just wilding.
That's crazy.
I'm not having sex on my wedding night.
What?
I'm gonna be tired. Hey. I'm at all. What? No. What do you mean? No. And?
I'm getting topped off on my wedding night. I don't give a shit.
No, I'm gonna be like, baby, you know I love you. I really just did all that.
You got can have sex married on and everything to not have sex on your wedding night?
Yeah, what? It doesn't matter now. That tradition just makes sense when it was like, that's when you lose your virginity.
No, that's not. It's not about tradition. What?
I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be tired. I'm not in that headspace at that point.
Honestly, I feel like I've been through more. And still
like, you made it work.
I can attest to the fact that I've certainly been through more than whatever I would have to go through on this alleged wedding.
No, it's fine. We'll leave for the honeymoon and then we'll have our time.
We'll beat it up.
But the wedding, also it's gonna be go through the night. We're partying all night. Open bar.
No bathroom.
Do I have bathrooms?
There are bathrooms, is what I'm saying.
There are. No, that's not how the first time we're gonna consummate that marriage.
You just told me it's arbitrary.
Okay, it is arbitrary. It is arbitrary, but I don't want to
consummate. Now you're talking about consummation?
I don't want to be in a bathroom. I'm gonna be 27. I'm like too grown for that.
That's crazy. Lesbian sex in a bath. That's just kidding. Straights are too wild for that, and also gay men.
What's funny is, what am I, 20? I've got 7 years to lock it down.
You feel ready? That's great. I was thinking about this. If I do get married, it's going to be a bisexual hedonistic nightmare for everyone. And the only people who will enjoy it are me and my spouse. Because we're going to make everyone horribly uncomfortable.
The whole time. Good. I'm glad. Mm. Will you do like the cake smush thing? You're not going to get married, but would you?
Yeah. What? Why wouldn't I? What do you mean?
Because it's cheesy.
What? Who gives a shit?
I'm going to be wearing a nice Italian suit. I don't want cake on it.
It's the only time you're going to wear that suit.
You think. If I'm going to no, this is something I don't understand about wedding dresses. If I'm going to spend that much money on a garment, that is not the only time I'm going to wear it.
I will spill shit on you if you wear your wedding dress a second time.
No, I will. It's just a nice suit. What? Who cares?
No, sorry.
If I'm going to buy something that I don't look that good in and then only wear it once, are you kidding me?
Yes. Like, I'm not kidding you. Only wear it once. I don't even understand. There's like a sanctity to it. It's like, what do you call it? Like, then you can save it. And then when you have your little lesbian kids, you'll be like, look, this is mommy's fucking suit. And they'll be like, And you'll be like, and one day, one of you could wear it. Even though a suit is a really difficult thing to pass on.
It really is. Less so than a dress.
But still, you know.
They could have other mommy's dress if she wears a dress.
You know, even though that logic doesn't make any sense. And I wear lots of my dad's clothes that he wore multiple times. But still.
It doesn't matter. The tie. The tie is something I won't wear again. But the suit?
I don't know. It depends. If it's like a tux, I don't know.
I don't think I'll go for a tux. I'm not just a big bow tie person.
Can you not wear it?
Don't tuxes always have a bow tie?
Honestly, I don't know. I've never worn a tux.
And like the cummerbund?
Those are stupid.
They are. I think tuxes are like, unless you like are like a very specific looking type of person, I think tuxes aren't the
bow. What type of person is that?
I don't know, like a very, very handsome American looking man. Or like Idris Elba.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, a very portly gangster-looking person.
No. You need, like, the broad shoulders and, like, I feel like that's when tuxes look good.
No, I like, tuxes look best when it looks like your little cummerbund is about to snap. Like, if it looks like
everything's or it's, like, under your gut.
Yes, when it looks like everything's about to fall apart, that's right where it, that's the sweet spot.
I also, sometimes I think about, like, the whole, like, walking down the aisle thing. Mm-hmm. One, I want not just my dad, I want like both my parents, because it's kind of a weird tradition anyway, but I do like the idea of like two families like uniting. Mm-hmm. But I also like don't know like who goes first, because there's no tradition there.
Who's more important?
And then like whoever goes first just has to wait there, like that's a whole thing, but I'd have to work out the logistics. I also don't want, I'm not religious, so I want like a friend to like officiate.
What do you call it? I feel like by the time you get married, you've asserted in your relationship who walks first down the aisle.
In other you contexts, could also, you've already figured it out.
Uh-huh. But you could also walk at the same time.
That's so many people walking down the aisle at the same time.
Isn't that what you just said about conjoining families?
No. What I'm picturing is wife down with parents. Two parents.
Yes.
Assuming. The three walk down at the end of the aisle. Me, two parents, walk down. They like join us together at the end of the aisle and then go sit down.
I'm just saying.
So six people, that's a lot.
Yeah, but I'm saying like six people. Yeah, that is six people.
Yeah. It's a wide ass aisle.
No, like the two of you walk next to each other and then the parents intermingle and then it's like you actually have the metaphor is kind of like complete. Like, if all of you did it, and it's, like, a mess, but it's, like, beautiful, and everyone's joking around, and, like...
That could be cute. What if they all hate each other? It's fine.
Interesting.
Do you want to talk about why you don't want to get married?
No, we've had this conversation a million times. That's I don't give fair. A shit. I know we have it on the podcast, but it's uninteresting.
It's fair.
Marriage is stupid, and...
It's not stupid.
I don't know. I mean, it's just funny. Me and Kayla, just, like, both of our reasonings for, like, buying or not buying in are, like, related to our queer identities.
Yeah.
And so it's, like, whatever. Do what you want.
Yeah. But I do... But you have to have kids for the specific reason of my image of us getting drunk and, like, watching Georgetown basketball games and, like, trying to teach our kids the fight song, but they don't give a shit. That's I just need that complete. So you have to have a kid.
No, you know I'll have a kid. Because either I'm knocking someone up by accident, or, which, boy, man.
Cross your heart, like, please.
Yeah, good thing we go to a Catholic school, but, yikes. Or, you know, I'm just adopting me a little kid. Mm-hmm. I want daughters.
You want daughters?
Mm-hmm. That's if we're just talking about random things that are happening in the future.
Wow. We really haven't learned anything about each other in this episode, but we rarely do, so.
Yeah, you know all this stuff, but it was a good time.
I enjoyed it anyway. I think the first part of this episode is the best part.
Where we talked about fucking nothing?
Yes.
It's crazy, though. Like, people keep listening to these.
Yeah. Hi, people who listen consistently for some reason.
I don't even. Can you imagine if someone, like, listened to this one for the first time and they're like, what?
But that's the thing. What did you say to me the other day?
Couldn't have been smart.
Oh, no. I said, like, the only way I would act is if I wrote the role for me, about me, and I was just playing myself. And you're like, what? And I was like, you know, like, I don't know who the fuck does that, Issa Rae or whatever. And you're like, you're saying you're as interesting as Issa Rae. And then you realize people sit and listen to us talk about us for 45 minutes a week.
What if they sit and listen to me talk?
Okay.
And then you're also here.
viewers, comment.
Actually, like, literally, please, like, in the comments.
Right, Team Max, Team Kayla.
One of you in particular, if you don't side with me, I will hit you. And if you think that this statement is directed towards you, it is.
No, honey, you know where it's at.
I wanna die.
I actually would love that. This is just slowly how we, like, our frenemy relationship starts.
Wow.
Okay. I think that's enough. We've been talking for a long time.
Alright.
Anything else you want to say?
Oh, listeners, I have a request. How? We want to get into the branding game. We want to develop the brand. Maybe sell... Or not sell. We probably skim away.
No, 1 cent each.
1 cent each. Buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, I don't know.
Stickers?
Stickers and stuff like that.
That'd be cute. Maybe if we'll had a new logo.
Maybe we'll make a Twitter. Would people follow us on Twitter?
Let us know. Put Team Kayla and then yes or no.
All right.
Great. Hi. Good thing we can just resume. Anyway, if you want to listen to more voice podcasts, you can follow the Voice Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts. You can follow our Twitter and stuff, and our Instagram and our Facebook. Neither Max or I have written in a long time, so you can read all our old stuff on the Voices website. Is that it?